He's the greatest Buckets.
Joe Frazier.
Man, Joe Louis.
Oh, Joe Louis.
Joe Louis was 175 years old. I don't know how old he was, but I know he got his ass whooped.
He beat Joe Louis's ass.
That's right, he did whoop Joe Louis' ass.
I don't know. Joe Louis was 75 years old. I don't know how old he was, but he got his ass whooped.
Fuck you, and fuck you.
Who's next?
Hey, this is the All Man Podcast. Welcome, where we're having casual conversations, viewing life through the lenses of three different perspectives.
All that shit.
I am Tony Davis.
Michael Andrew, the brand.
And I'm Wayne, # we don't talk about music on here.
We don't.
Sorry about that.
They didn't hear it. All they're going to hear is the fuck you, and fuck you. Who's next?
That's true. Who is next?
Yo, yeah, what is next? I don't have any topics today, fellas, but I know you guys had topics that you wanted to discuss. So let's
talk about your shit.
Y'all want to flip coins?
We can talk about your shit. We can lead with.
Want to shoot for it?
Sure.
Paper, scissors, rock.
You are a backwards nigga. Go ahead.
Wait. How do you say paper, scissors, rock?
I don't say paper, scissors, rock.
What do you say,
fucking
though?
Clown. It's rock, paper, scissors.
Is it rock, paper, scissors?
Everybody says rock, paper, scissors.
I had this argument with someone yesterday.
And you lost every time.
I did not lose, but they were like, you're backwards.
You are backwards, isn't it?
Go ahead. What is it?
Rock, paper, scissors. Everybody says rock, paper, scissors.
No, everybody does not. Because as I'm having an argument with this person, another person says, no, you're backwards. It is rock, paper, scissors.
Anybody who listens to this show, please help out Wayne. We're not even going to ask you which one is... Do you think?
Because you know the answer.
Yeah.
Why is it backwards though?
We'll end that. We'll come back to that.
Yeah. That's
anyway.
Just shoot.
Anyway, they're really gonna do it.
Michael, with your bird,
bird bees, rock and right. Paper hand scissors.
Well, go ahead, Wayne.
Yeah, man. So I just recently had some dialogue with some people in reference to relationships,
of course,
and one of the questions was, how many partners have you had before?
A lot.
expand.
I basically was like, so how many partners have you had before?
You said this to a young lady.
I said this to a young lady. We were in general conversation,
okay,
and we're cool enough to have dialogue. Mm-hmm. And she was like, why? I was like, well, what do you mean? She was like, that just seems like an awkward question to ask. And I was like,
oh, you was out here fucking is what you. Okay.
So you was fucking. So what got me, though, was in the midst of the conversation, I was like, you know what? If you're not comfortable with answering, I completely understand that. No problem. She was like, I just don't see the relevance. And I said, that's where I have discourse. And she was like, why would. Then she.
First, real life, she said first, what's discourse mean? I know where you was talking to this girl at. So let's just be all the way real. What's discourse mean?
She said, I just don't see why that would ever be relevant for anyone to ask.
Shit.
And I said, to you. She said, no to anyone. I said, no, to you. And then she said, no, I just don't see. What's the point in asking that? And I'm thinking, like, are we serious? We're serious right now. Like, I say, well, first and foremost, whoever is asking the question, usually the motive is to get an answer. People just aren't asking arbitrary questions. Just
get those pussy facts.
For shits and giggles.
It's going to be the title of the show, Pussy Facts.
And you're right. Some people are trying to get the pussy facts,
yeah,
and trying to find out what the fuck going on. Some people may just ask a question. It might be like a round table where it's like, oh, well, girl, you know, how many, you know what I mean? But, so I'm like, why would you even say that doesn't have any relevance? And I was like, yeah, that doesn't really make any sense. And I just don't understand why anybody would need to know that in 2019.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You want to know that more than ever in 2019. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
I just, you know, and I thought about Tony. I thought about Brother Tony.
Thanks.
And his.
About Brother Tony.
Brother Tony.
Hard Lord.
About some of the questions that he asks and how they're relevant to, you know, certain situations. And I was like, that makes perfect sense. Why wouldn't I want to know that? Then it got me to thinking, well, what questions are off limits? Like, if I ask you something And it's immediately like, why did you ask me that? Or don't ask me that. Or I'm not comfortable asking me. Or, I'm not comfortable asking you that question. So I had to think about some questions to myself. So I thought about, were you born a man?
That's very relevant. That's
a great question.
It's very relevant.
Yeah,
right?
It's very relevant.
How many partners have you had? Right?
Yes, necessary.
Have you ever had...
And multiply that times three.
Right. Have you ever had an STI or any transmitted disease?
Are you currently carrying one now?
Yeah. Right. I asked that. I don't need to get into your pack.
Are you holding the pack?
You know what I mean? Are you holding the pack?
Are you UPS with dormant? This shit? You know? Right.
Is it dormant? Right. Did you just leave it on the doorstep?
And when was the last time you had a flare-up? You know what I mean?
No. Because you still might get fucked. No, low key, you still might get fucked. When was the last time you had a flare-up? All right, cool.
That's fucked up. It's not really fucked up. I'm sorry.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, what questions would you... have you ever asked a person a question along those lines and they were like, I'm not answering that, or that's disrespectful, or in any setting, whether you be involved with somebody or not? Because I'm very much so like, if I ask a question, you can always opt not to answer it. I just don't feel like you can be like, what relevance does that have? I think that's what set me off. Like, what relevance does that have?
Oh, you was mad, man. Okay.
I mean, I'm just saying.
No, I don't think there's any question for me personally, like, that's off limits. I don't think I've ever been really uncomfortable with the question. Like, it's a question. Have I ever asked a girl anything?
Oh, are you gay? Are you gay?
No. But I mean, like, it's not uncomfortable. No, I'm not gay. Like, and then my follow-up question
No, I wasn't
is,
asking... Bro, I mean,
no, I'm saying like, no, I'm saying like when they ask, like, right. No, I'm not uncomfortable answering that. No, I'm not gay. Yeah. Like, I mean, if you want me to show you, I can show you better than I can tell you. Right. You dig what I mean? Oh. Like, how you want to do this?
That question is over after that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and then that's when they get offended. Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you would come at me like that.
Would you like to be the variable in my experiment?
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? So, I think the most offensive one probably has been like, are you on the download? Not because there's not niggas who are on the download. It's just like, but what kind of stupid ass question is that? If I am on the download, why the fuck would I tell you?
It does make sense.
That makes sense.
That's just a stupid question.
But wouldn't that be the same premise as asking somebody, are they gay?
No. Because on the download, you hiding it. It's almost like asking a woman,
are you born a man?
Yeah. Or are you a man?
Are you a man? Oh. And they'd be like, no. And then me being like, well, were you born one?
Yeah.
Like, then she'd be like, the fuck? Like, she'd probably be like, the fuck? Although that might be right. Question to ask.
Exactly. Full circle, because we're talking about questions in general, but in a time where everybody seems to be transparent through their social media and through all their pages.
I never thought this
is my life and blah, blah, blah. But as soon as you ask somebody a regular question, I just want regular weed.
I just want regular
We, you know what I mean? Like, hey, so what's up with blah, blah? Oh, my God. I can't believe you would ask me that.
No, I think we're getting to, at least from my experiences, where you're just supposed to accept whatever I put on my social media.
Hell no.
That's who I am.
Yeah, hell
like,
no.
why are you asking me this? Because now I got to really be open.
I think people really think that, though.
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, then that's just how it comes off.
You're right. And then they can use the statement, oh, I'm an open book.
Yeah, no, you're not.
You're not an open book.
You ain't even open like, a chapter.
Yeah, that's why it's easier to fuck than to get to know somebody.
We going to have a conversation about that off air. We're going to have a conversation about that on there because it is not easier to fuck than to get to know. Well, maybe it is.
No,
you know what? I need to try that this next month. I've been trying to get to know motherfuckers. I just need to be trying to fuck.
That's what you're.
It was easy to fuck. I didn't even want to fuck.
Right. And interestingly enough, I think that's what people's assumption are. Now this is gonna be this is a wild take. I'm not gonna say hot take because anyway, but this is a wild take. But I think people's social media is literally like you can decipher what you want. I might want to fuck. You know what I mean? Like it's just that easy.
Here's a question because I was thinking about this earlier. And I didn't want to talk about it, but it's funny that you guys brought this up. If a chick is on social media and she's doing shit that suggests sexual acts or interaction.
Seduction.
Thank you. Am I not supposed to like, how do you, I know you guys can communicate very well via social media. I cannot. That's why I'm like.
You fucking her now? Is that what she
pretty much. It's like, yeah, what am I supposed to be looking at in this picture? Her titties is out.
Your titties is out.
Or you got a high slit on your dress and you know you turned a certain way. It's like, come
and
on.
You bent over.
Or you bent over and you motherfucking dance fucking a nigga. And as it, oh, I'm just twerking. Do you guys realize what dance move that is for? It's supposed to suggest that you can fuck in the bed.
Supposedly.
Or man. Just fuck standing up.
It's not always true.
Well, see, yeah. That's,
fuck that, standing up.
That's what twerking is.
When you bent over. Yeah. Like, you got to shimmy on
that. Right. Do it like that with a dick.
Can't you stop?
That's it's too much?
That's too much gayness on this show.
Can't do it like too much. That with a... Hey,
man. All right, too much. Yeah, I mean...
What do you say? I mean, you guys are still gentlemen or what?
No, I mean, nigga, you know I ain't no gentleman. I'm a good guy, but I ain't no gentleman. But
wait a minute.
I call you a gentleman before I call you a good guy.
You would?
Yeah, because you just said you was a good guy.
All right, again, okay, fair enough. Tonyism.
Good guy.
Tonyism. No, I mean, like, yeah, I mean, there's a game, that is there's the algorithm, right, for how you got to play that then. Like, a couple of her pictures, see if she likes you, like some of your pictures back. Did she follow, slide into the DM, hey, like, you know, I really like your images, whatever, whatever. But honestly, you could probably forego half that shit and be like, yo, I think you fine as fuck. Like, what's up? Like, we should get together.
Yeah.
If sliding into similar what Michael Andrew brought up, if I approach her directly and I'm just like, yo, and I feel like I can just kind of maneuver or manipulate her because I feel like she's weak.
Okay.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it's...
That's fair.
Somebody going to be a dominant. You know what I'm saying? Fair. It's like, am I supposed to feel bad for
Wait,
that?
Does a dominant in that scenario, does a dominant constitute the other partner being weak?
Get your words together, guys. All right,
so if it's a chick that I'm just meeting and I feel like, yeah, I can fuck.
This is a perfect segue.
What do we say?
I don't think that you have the mental. I feel like I can just manipulate. Yeah, I can just move you to where I want you to be.
How do you know you can fuck?
It's a intuition.
When you know, you know.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Young Jedi. I can't sustain a relationship, obviously, but I know I can fuck.
He at least get it slide in.
What are the inclinations?
On DMs? Like, no, socially or just in person?
Just socially.
Motherfucker laugh at shit you ain't really funny. Yeah.
You do the touch test?
Oh,
this nigga already about me, too.
No, that's fair.
Not testing touches. No. Not testing touches. The touch test.
I know what he's talking about.
No, you know a little bit. Yeah, let's get this correct later.
Go ahead.
I'm all about consent. All right.
Describe what you mean by the touch test.
No, but like, you know, generally it was
giving
funny
out game and shit.
You know, man. This is gonna be sold. It ain't to be told. I'm gonna give you a little 99 center.
There you go.
But like when we was young, what we used to do in
a little
the club,
maxi single,
a little single, right? Like we used to go to a club when we was like in our early 20s. What we would do is we was on the dance floor with a chick. Mm-hmm. We grinding, like, you usually give it a song or two. She still hasn't left after the first song.
Right.
Like, all right, well, she around, she liking the vibes. Especially if she had a dress on or something, like, put both hands on the interior of the thighs. Keep on going up till she stop you. If she stop you, you knew what it was. Like, and if she didn't, it was, hey, fair play. Play ball. Like,
is that a cue to try to close that night?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
We might not even make it to the crib. We might take it to the bathroom.
Stop bullshitting.
Take it to the bathroom.
Listen, in my reckless day, I ain't saying they were high quality women.
In your reckless days.
I'm talking about last week, but let's not talk about last week.
Boom.
I'm gonna figure it to my whole life.
You guys have a problem with looking in your past and realizing you was a four fucker?
It's a little shame there.
That's a lot of shame for me.
It's a little shame.
That's just a random question.
It's a little shame.
But I was like, yo, man.
Did that make you feel?
It made me feel dirty.
It
made me feel dirty.
It just made me feel like a chump.
Yeah, it made me
really?
Feel
dirty. I should be able to fuck nines and dimes.
I saw.
At least 7-8.
Wait,
I should never go below a 7. I have, and recently. That's terrible.
I saw a meme.
Truth telling today.
Saw a meme earlier today, and it said, just because you fucking anything don't mean you got holes, my nigga. That shit fucked me up.
Exactly.
Like,
for real. Like,
damn, because you know a nigga be like, nigga, I got holes.
Nah, right. Let me see the, that's when you immediately say, let me see the roster, please.
Right, right.
I'd be embarrassed as shit.
Hey, that's a junkie.
I need to see, need to see the roster.
And she's a prostitute.
Oh, you pay for that.
Right,
oh, okay.
Right. You pay for that.
Nah, I think I should be better. And I think... that should be some pride to who you fuck. I mean, if even if she physically is like a 4 or 5, 6, at least her
sex game better be stupid.
Nah, you shouldn't even be figuring that out unless she's your friend. Like, she got to have a good personality.
If she's a 4 or 5?
That you fucking?
If she's below a 7, she should have a good personality.
Come back like Jordan?
Wearing a 4 or 5.
I'm not to play games with you.
It's to aim
at
you.
Oh,
I'm
shit.
You. That was right on. That's right on cue.
It was. It was. So that leads me to think, like, because I was thinking, man, to you guys' point, you know, as I got older and I'm getting older, I started to realize, like, I probably have the potential, if I wasn't married, to pursue any woman to my liking physically.
And yeah, like, hell yeah.
I can
shoot your shot.
No, that's confident. Not to shoot your shot. He said, "Yo, I can bag him."
Yeah.
But, oh, you said bag him.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Oh, fair.
Yeah,
fair
because Tony said something a couple years back, and he was like, "Yo, I feel like I got the ability to bag any chick." And I kind of laughed at first. I was like, "Yeah, my nigga, you my nigga."
I'm gonna let that ride.
Yeah. And then I was like,
"Damn, that nigga might be right."
I think that's possible. I think that's very possible.
But yo, you know, I don't. If I put in the work, yeah. Or if I had, yeah, if I had certain setups.
What's the work, though?
It depends.
That Michael Andrew shit.
Let me tell you something. So a lot of shit has been happening recently that's opened my eyes to some shit. Like, some young ladies at the bar where I work, and they were like, man, I hate when niggas just be in my face, in my ear, blah, 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 whoop-de-whoop, and I don't want to talk to them, so I just lie to them. I was like, why you lie to them?
What's the lie, though?
They'll be like, so, like, you know how a dude will slide up, you know what I mean, trying to get in close. So, oh, I was trying to let you make sure you heard me, you know what I mean, with the music and all that shit. And they'd be like, uh-huh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And she was like, but I got a girlfriend.
Damn, that's the new one. That's a smart one.
But I got a girlfriend.
Nah, I don't think that's a good one for women who don't want to talk. Cause
that's good. That's going to hit a switch for
yeah,
a nigga.
They're like, back and be like, oh, work? Y'all get down both ways or whatever, whatever.
Right.
But yeah, but then you only
got. I can be a meat sandwich.
Just came down here to give me a little sandwich. No, I think, but to a certain degree, most dudes only got those two things. They only got the two questions.
Two things.
Sorry.
Thank you.
And then they out the game. Like, they only got two questions. They you get, oh, so you down with going both ways? No. Then it's like, well, shit, maybe you need to get with a real nigga. No. Well, fuck you then. Well, fuck you then, bitch. It's like, that's the end one. Like, they like, fuck you, bitch. Like, the average dude, you know, they
don't have
start.
A good opening line. I don't got good game at all.
So are you an aggressive hunter?
We had to count. Are you a shooter?
Are you a long range shooter? Are you a sniper?
I'm an opportunist. Let's just be honest.
Oh, so you're killer.
He's a
for
trapper.
Hire.
Trapper.
He's a killer for hire. He can get the phone call like on Bourne Identity and be like, yeah. Oh, target.
You know what? Like, you know what's real? If I'm in that, it almost like it. Whatever mood I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm in the mood, like, yo, I'm closing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't go out with Tony. If me and Tony ever went out together, I think it might be game over.
Listeners, I'm going to be very honest with you. I've seen these gentlemen in action, and this was just training, okay? This was just mock runs. You understand what I'm saying? It was not a good thing.
It was
someone's girl is going to be gone.
It might be game over for these guys out here.
It was.
We taking no prisoners.
Nah, you know me.
Nah, we'll probably get beat up.
Nah. If we fuck, if we're out to fuck.
Oh, if we out to
if we out to just fuck, chicks.
We can't be going to this nigga's bar because that's not a real challenge,
nigga.
Who and that's bad that I say
it
that.
It might be.
Where?
Because you know I'm gonna be Stockton in that bitch.
So it ain't gonna be no challenge.
I'm gonna throw lobs.
I'm just trying to take
behind
you
behind the back pass.
I'm not even trying to take you home. I'm trying to take you to the bathroom real quick.
For real.
Like, what up?
Smash him
out. But hey, I don't think I've never thought that I was that dude that I could just do that. but there's always been that feeling like I could just do that. But I don't know what that's about.
But why though? Because I'm in your head. It's in
insecurity.
It's in your mind.
Yeah, insecurity for me.
Is it? Mm-hmm.
My only insecurity really right now is that I don't want to bring a chick back to my crib. Like my apartment is fucked up.
Yeah, I don't want to bring a chick back to my crib either.
Fucking dirty drawers, nigga.
Michelangelo. No, I don't want to bring a chick back to my crib either.
Yeah, you definitely don't. Right. No. Yeah, that wouldn't be a good look. Well, it might be a good look.
Yeah, you know what?
You never know.
Going back to this, yo, what if you went out to your wife and was like, yo,
I should bring a chick back.
I'd be like,
you can come to the bar, choose her, I'll bring her back.
Just see what she say.
Do you know what I would say? I need you to sign this. I need you to put it in writing. Because when this happens.
No. Do you think you could go to your wife and say that? Y'all been married long enough.
I think I could. I'm bored. I think I could propose it.
Okay.
In a way. I don't think I could come out and be like, hey, babe, what you think about coming up to Brian?
Probably come back and be like,
what's something about like the supermarket. What you thinking for dinner tonight?
What you thinking about fucking Dexter something? Coming over here, motherfucker?
Whoa.
Hey.
Whoa.
Enough said.
No.
Right. And I'd be like, did you make it, nigga?
Nah. Nah, I'm not okay with that.
Nah.
That is not part of the plan. God, that was not part of the plan.
I'm not comfortable with a penis on your forehead. I'm sorry.
I think when talking about relationships, I really do think that now that I, and this is on the surface of the thinking, I really do think it's about, okay, what's the list?
Yeah.
And I think men have one too, especially.
Yeah, men have a list too.
Mine is shorter though.
No, it ain't. Nigga. Shut up.
Yes, it is. It really is. Go ahead.
Yeah, she got to be great.
Tony the Tiger face.
It's simple. It's simple.
Hey, you said short. I didn't say hey.
Do you know?
I say unrealistic.
I've been like Michelangelo. What you think about her? I mean, she cool.
That shit don't even scratch. I'd be like, yo, right. Is this nigga gay?
Yeah, I'm like,
this nigga ain't found a perfect motherfucking chick yet.
No. I've shown you a view that I'm like, yo,
sometimes
she's amazing.
I feel like when we be out and if a chick be like, yo, what's up with you? You're not good enough.
Yeah. That's how I feel.
You're not good enough.
You're not even good enough for me to stick my dick in.
Right. My dick.
My dick.
For. No, it's just not going
to
happen.
It's not worth it.
Listen, I got standards, goddammit.
No, that's not.
Okay, so since we're talking about the fucking list and you're talking about standards, I'm doing air quotes, by the way. What are these standards that you're speaking of?
I got standards.
Okay, yeah, if we go out and we close.
Are we fucking? We just fucking?
We just trying to.
Oh, shit. Cute in the face and a big booty. Like, we good money. And well, let me not lie. And also like not some clear ass stripper heels because that's just trash. Like anything else, I think I can rock with.
So you want
even
to
if she has
a,
sneakers on,
you want to be a classy thot. You want to be a classy thot.
Yeah, she gotta have some clatchet in her. Like don't be
clatchet. Wow,
needs to be clatchet. You know what I'm saying?
I gotta use that shit.
don't act like these hoes ain't got no manners. Act like you got some manners. Act like you've been there before.
Yeah.
Act like you done been there before. That's it. Act like you done been there before, and I usually want to lead the other pack.
So you want somebody who's going to be like, you look very nice in your Oxford shirt and your hat.
Nah, that's...
Nah. I mean, let me see your dick.
I can rock with that.
How many women have you come across that...
Again, I can rock with that, though. She said
How many women have you come across that knew your style and was like, yo, let's get down?
None. So that's what I'm saying. I'd be down with that.
Of course you would.
She's a unicorn.
He wouldn't even take it to bed. He'd be like, I'll marry you. I don't care how dirty you is. He be saying inappropriate language, improper English. I don't care how dirty you is.
He's definitely shooting the club up.
Yes.
He's shooting the club up.
Who knew my shit? Yeah, and said.
By the way, shooting your club up is raw dog and skeeting in her. Some shit that Tony shouldn't.
I'm sorry. This is unprotected sex with ejaculate. In the vagina.
Yeah. All right, so closing, what do I... Because I've been... All right, so I had a couple of opportunities with some chicks. And that's four fuckers. These are women I've already known.
Okay.
And one of them is... and we say four fuckers, it just means that she's subpar.
To us.
To us.
I mean, just...
Beautiful to somebody,
yeah,
I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Someone for everyone.
But one of them's personality, it's not even personal. I just don't... It just ain't there.
Yeah.
I wish it could be, but it's not.
So if the personality sucks, sex is going to be bad for you?
No. I smashed a chick who had a fucked up personality. And sex was pretty fine.
Okay.
Like, I enjoy the act of, you know, I enjoy sex and I enjoy the woman.
You disrespected her, didn't you?
No,
in the bedroom. You grabbed her neck.
Is that disrespect?
Did you fuck her face?
Is that disrespect?
Yeah. I mean, it's a little dominant.
But if she's going ham already on the dick and then I fuck her face.
Maybe it's just me. But like chicks with pretty faces with bad attitudes, it makes me want to
disrespect,
demean them.
I think it's sexually. Intent. I think it's intent. Like if I get deep in the pussy,
yeah,
and I'm like banging it out,
yeah,
and I hear, I know, like that, you know what I'm saying?
The triple breath.
Yeah, you know, you put her knees up behind, you know, by her. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And I'm like, intentionally doing it. Like, okay.
Like she holding the breath to go underwater.
Yeah, I've done that a couple times. I've done that a couple times. But here's the thing about closing in a club.
Mm-hmm.
I had an opportunity a couple times, and I didn't. But I got close enough where, you know, especially in the spot they dancing, if she's a bigger chick, you know what I'm saying, or she's thick. And them legs rub together and ain't no air, and that you get that funk.
Yeah.
That's a turnoff, man.
Oh, like B.O.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like construction.
The P.O.
Worker.
Yeah.
The pussy order.
Pussy order.
P.O.
I mean.
Yeah, that's a killer for me. And that's like, one young lady asked me, she was like, why is that such a killer? I was like, because y'all don't realize, if y'all don't take care of y'all's, like, y'all can be musty and y'all can be like stank.
Yeah.
And I was like, but if y'all are musty going out, like, that just speaks to you not being able to like take care of yourself for some reason to me. Like, even if you stank, like, you definitely, like,
yeah, your pH is off, man.
And I'm concerned usually, like,
you're not consuming enough water.
Or you stressed or
you concerned because you did the you dipped and sniffed? Cuz now it's on your finger.
I used to. Not so much now. Mm-hmm. Now unfortunately, it used to be like it would be covered. And then it wasn't until the drawers came out. Now, like, it'd be feeling like...
You eating too many McDonald's chicken nuggets. Bitch, you need to chill out.
You need to go on a fast
first,
real quick.
Okay, first off, cleanse. Ladies, you don't have to smell odorless. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I like natural...
A fragrance.
Yeah. I like your natural shit.
Yeah.
I mean, especially if we getting down
like
that.
You don't
like
their natural shit. You like their, yeah, you know.
I mean, yeah, but you know.
You know. Some people might be into that. I don't know.
I mean, yes.
I already said it. I think we've all established that we are.
I'm not eating shitty booty, though.
This
is what I'm saying. We got to be specific. Okay, I'm an ass eater. I eat groceries, but it's not going to be.
I'm not any grocery eater either. I don't eat at Kroger. I eat at Whole Foods, though.
I'm
not at Kroger.
The organic groceries.
Still organic.
The woman's body is beautiful.
It is.
It is amazing.
I concur. I don't like it when chicks are self-conscious about this shit, especially if she hot.
Yeah, give me some stretch marks. I'm but cool. You,
no, I've met chicks with no stretch marks. It was like, oh, but this and
that. Oh, shit, give me some saggy titties. I'm cool.
That's actually a turnoff.
Yes, it is.
When she's self-conscious?
When you're like, I think one of my biggest pet peeves with women, when you pay them a decent compliment. Don't get me wrong, because there's a lot of dudes out here who be like, bitch, you fine as fuck.
I've done that.
You be like,
I've done that a few times.
Thank you, but if I'm like, hey, you look beautiful. You look very nice this evening.
Definitely don't say that shit off.
You know what I mean? Like, if I say that and you be like, no, I don't. Blah,
yeah.
Blah, then I'll be like, well, no, you don't.
You don't.
Like, no problem.
Yeah, some air shit.
Right.
No, I'm with him. I mean, what is this, fifth grade? I gotta like, you should know. I'm not saying you gotta be.
You want me to stroke your goddamn ego,
yeah,
some more?
Yeah. Don't be arrogant, because that shit is terrible.
I got something else I can stroke for you. No, I mean, but again, it's kind of all in the response, because like, I've had young ladies who say that, like, prime example, chick that I met like 3 or 4 weeks ago, the older chick.
Yeah.
She was chilling. Like, she had a nice little halter top on the first day. Like, it was warm. I think it was the first day of spring. Mm-hmm. So she had that on and some jeans. But she was killing 90% of them other bitches up in the spot. Like, mm-hmm, she was bad. And I was like, you know, slid beside, excuse me, how you doing? Like, you know, I see what you did right here. You weren't even trying and you still killing motherfuckers. She was like, really? Like, nah, I'm just kind of like, I'm light work. Like, I'm not really doing anything.
Pause. But
okay.
So is that self-consciousness or modesty?
That's modest.
Okay, good.
Okay, so that's proceed. So that's what I'm saying. So like, with her versus, it is different when a chick is like, nah, but you know, like, I got rolls on the side of me. Then I'm going to be like, yo, it's nice meeting you.
I mean,
like,
I'm going to the gym tomorrow.
You
want to
come?
If you that fucking...
Well, so what are you trying to say? Bitch, you said that.
Yeah, right. I'm with you. Like, yo, what the fuck you talking about?
You said that, not me. I'm just giving you solutions, goddamn.
Yo, that's wild. Like, if you be like, well, I'm just saying, you commented on it. Yeah. I'm working out tomorrow. I mean, trying to be nice.
Or I can work you out tonight. How you want to do that?
All right, so what do you do with the chick that's fishing? Like, she just really wants to...
Be to dote over her?
Yeah, but don't even really want to do shit else. She just wants to, you know, wants to feel like, oh, I could get him.
Yo, it's nice meeting you.
All right.
You're not going to give her the satisfaction?
Hell no.
After a while, that shit get corny, man.
Unless I'm fucking.
What's a while?
A day.
Because you going to give her a day?
I mean, that
she got a strong 30 minutes.
I mean, if you know her.
If, like, and she's bad.
Like, if you know that
fuck
chick,
if
like,
she, that's worse if she is bad.
If you see her often and she's always like, oh, my dude ain't doing this. It's like, okay, cool. I mean, what you going to do about it? Well, he get one more chance. And I told him. I'm
out.
Yeah, I'm
how many
to,
times have you heard that?
Man, too often.
That's a little bit different. If she's saying some shit like that, I see a day then. That
I mean,
makes more sense.
I'll go right into it. Be like, yo, word. This is hey, you ready to make some bad decisions?
What right. What's the most common pickup line from women when they're trying to be discreet about I'm trying to give it to you?
That they trying to get oh shit.
One of them was what you just said, like, man, I gotta, yeah, I mean.
Yeah, that's one.
My dude, I kind of got, oh, no, it'd be like this.
I kind of
like,
got it. We on the rocks.
Wait. It's two homegirls.
Blood
right?
in the water.
Two things. Two homegirls.
Two
right?
things.
Two talking. Things.
You were engaging both of the homegirls, right?
Okay.
And you say, oh, you know what I mean? You might be like, so where you guys at? Where you your male friends at? Girl, I'm single. Blah, 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 such and such and such. And then her other homegirl was like, I mean, he at home, but,
I'm single tonight or something. Oh, yeah, hell, that's definitely good right. time. Don't let me and Tony be on the scene.
Boys, so what you saying?
Right, right. So that's number one.
Let me show you this bathroom real quick.
Number two.
I think that's like smutting them out. If you right. take us to the bathroom. Right. Hey, don't get me wrong. I'm with it.
I respect you.
If you're
after.
Just as sexual as me, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that just
I
means she know what she want in life.
Yeah, I respect yeah. you after. Yeah.
Well, but are you worried, though?
Nah, man, I brought me a condom. I wrap up, strap up.
Listen, man, herpes slide up, bro.
100, that's why you make sure that you put her face down. I'm going to be taller than most of them.
Investigate the pussy.
So, second one is, you know, you be like, so what's up with you tonight? What's up with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that, what you on?
That jokingly, I mean, so what's up with you?
Nah, that what, like, what you doing? Just, what you about?
Nah, because I've gotten, are you buying drinks type shit?
Oh, like.
My drink empty.
But I mean, if you hit them with the like,
that bitch is a lush.
I've hit a few with like when they be like, so what you doing tonight? You?
Right.
And just wait. And she be like, oh, is that what we doing?
Yo, yeah.
I mean, shit.
And if she doesn't automatically rebut,
we,
she like,
look, we in there.
It's in the cards. It's
look,
in the cards.
In matter of fact, let's go now.
Dealer.
Yeah, that's where I go.
Close me out.
That's where I go wrong, because I'd be like, oh, where? What are we waiting for?
Yeah.
I've done that. Yeah. I didn't close.
You didn't close?
Because you chose not to? Did you intentionally fuck it up?
Oftentimes I do.
Okay.
Oftentimes.
Number three. So you talking, and they be like, so who you here with?
Me, myself, and I. You
who am I here with?
I'm chilling.
I'm here with myself. Who are you here with?
Oh, I'm just here with my homegirls, but I drove separate.
But if I drove separate?
Ding. Nah, that's like what we doing after this. That's that. Like,
exactly.
That's that
what we doing after this?
Nah,
you.
Okay, wait. So,
I got breakfast at the house.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. And the infamous words of Player K. You got two places you can go. Waffle House.
my house.
So wait, you don't think that's a potential?
That's some work I got to put in. That's that's not like a. That's still like a filler,
right?
Because you know what I mean. Drink gonna wear off. She gonna be like, "All right, well, I'll see you later."
But that's why you don't.
They need the excuse. They need the excuse that I was drunk. Shit.
That's what I'm saying. You get them out like, "Yo." So, there's a book called The Art of Macking, right?
Mm-hmm.
That I studied religiously, right? And that's one of the things that they was talking about was like, if you're trying to pull a chick out of the club, you have to pay attention. Number one, is she the leader? Because if she's the leader, even if she didn't drive, she'd be like, "Yo, where your car at?" Like, I rode with your car. Like, we can make moves. But if she like the little straggler, even if she cute, if she not a leader, you need buffers.
Right.
Because you need, like, the dude to be like, yo, just go ahead and handle the leader real quick while I get her little cute friend, whatever.
Yeah. Wingman.
And then, yeah, she'd be like, but I don't know, like, yo, man, you see your girl talking to my boys, like we good, like, why don't we just slide over here real quick, you know what I'm saying, and then she gone. Once she out, like, so, again, we ain't gonna I ain't gonna make you do anything that you don't want to, but you in a different situation where
right.
it's just kind of like how you want to play this.
Yeah.
So it is a little bit different, like, you gotta pay attention to that, and you also gotta pay attention to, like, just the strategic moves. Yo, because he used to say, like, just be like, yo, you know, we should go to breakfast. Like, I'm going to take you out to breakfast right now. You can say where. Take it back to your house. Like, shit.
You sound like some predatory.
But I'm just saying, like, most.
This isn't IHOP.
But most chicks.
This is the International House of Penis. See, it says it right there. IHOP.
Yo, square biz, if a chick ever walked into a motherfucker's house and that shit said IHOP, at the bottom said International House of Penis, oh my God, like, she'd be fucked up. I told you I was taking you to IHOP.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I'm just saying, like, but that's the other thing with young ladies, that's a harder place because, again, in the era of Me Too, you need to be direct. And it used to be, like, even 5 years ago, my homegirl was like, yo, how do I tell this dude, like, I want to fuck? Like, I don't want to be.
I want to fuck.
But she was like, I don't want to be so, like, I think she said something like, I don't want to be so crass with it. And I was like, well, what are you doing right now? She was like, well, I'll text him at, like, 11, be like, hey, why don't you come over to watch a movie?
That's I want to fuck.
But he didn't get that.
He sounds like you.
No, man, I knew what it was. Like, I know what the signals are.
I mean, that's
I just may not
like
choose to. Yeah. I just may not choose.
So
I may
what,
not choose.
So you know
to
what the signals are, but you don't be like, listen, I'm not trying to put my penis in you.
You saw what happened.
Yeah, you're right.
What happened? I
didn't tell you what. So, no. Like, recently, a young lady, like, came over. She was feeling good, whatever. We had a dope little vibe. And she kept, first of all, this is not eighth grade. She kept on saying, like, yo, you want to play Truth, Dare, Double Dare, Promise, or Repeat? No, I don't. Like, not really.
Tony literally put his head on his head, like, wait a minute.
That's exactly what I was
is
like.
Is this the new shit?
I was like, yeah, is this the new
what
move?
We're doing? We're taking it back.
So sure, fine, yeah, yeah. Let's play. So she's like, "Well, truth or dare, man. Like, let's see where this is going."
I bet she say paper, scissors, rock. God damn it!
Oh, back with that. But no, but she was like, so
she can't fuck. Inexperienced, off rip.
She was like, if you could do anything to my body, what would you want to do? Shit, what we doing right here? Like, you sitting on top of me, I'm fine. Like, I'm cool. I am good.
I wasn't in the mood.
It wasn't even that. I was also tired as fuck.
Oh yeah.
So I'm like, no, I don't really want to do this. So mind you, this is like 30 minutes.
What time?
It's 11. It's 11:45, okay. Right? So I'm like, how can I get this motherfucker to go to sleep? Because if she go to sleep, right. So I'm like, but without fucking her. Because I'm like, I ain't really on that right now. I'm tired and I'm not going to get my best work for this first performance.
Got it.
Right. So I'm like.
You're going to have to put your foot on the wall.
You're going to have to put your face in a fucking snatch.
Hell, and that definitely wasn't happening.
What?
Not because it wasn't gonna be. None of this was gonna be a good performance.
He doesn't know her like
wait,
that.
Wait, what do you mean none of this gonna?
I was dumb tired.
I'm a master at sleep. Like I'm.
What you mean you're a master?
I'm a master at fucking.
Oh, fucking the chick to sleep.
Eating her pussy. That's some shit you ain't gotta like be all in right, the mood for. That's just like a job. If it needs to be, I mean, I enjoy it.
Nah, I'm going to sleep.
So is she.
Yeah.
No, that would have been a smart move. Okay, in retrospect, that probably would have been a smart move.
Actually, most of them want to fuck afterwards. But I mean, what's 5-10 minutes?
Yeah, that's all.
It
doesn't
even
got to
be great.
Wait a minute, that's tricky.
What?
Because if you eat in the box right,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And then they get to the point where they be like, I want the pain.
You know what
I want
happened?
The pain.
You know what happened?
Give me the sausage.
You didn't fucking do your job. You didn't finish.
And no, you finish.
No, she didn't finish.
What you mean?
But if she comes
and still want the dick, your dick can be trash.
Oh, that's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So, that's a possibility.
I mean.
That's a possibility. It could. It,
she
it
can
is.
Still have a good night, but you.
But you can get a wild card. You can get a wild card.
My only thing is I don't
want another shot.
That's my only thing. I don't want it to be. I don't want it to be trashy dick because I was sleepy. It's an ego sleepy thing. Dick. You know.
Then wake up.
Wake up, everybody.
The dog shit out of ass.
Just what? So. Okay.
Right. That did not. Mirror in the bedroom. Wake up, Johnny. Come on.
That did not happen. So I'm like, so she's tipsy or whatever. I'm like, she goes to sleep on my floor. I got a plush little rug and shit on the floor. But she goes to sleep on.
Where were you?
At that point, I was like on the couch. I went to the restroom.
You do sound gay as fuck right now, bro.
I mean, fine.
This is Michael Andrew.
I'm okay with that.
He hasn't gotten to the end of the story yet.
I know who I am. Yeah. So
I mean, I'm just saying, like, chicks listen to the show, like, what's wrong with this nigga?
He didn't want to fuck.
I get that. I just wasn't in the mood. So
let's just be honest. See, I told you, this nigga ain't a good guy. He's a gentleman.
You saw it.
You're not gonna. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I'll show you. Anywho, so I put it in the bed, right? As doing a gentlemanly shit. Since apparently I'm a gentleman.
Jay Holiday face ass nigga.
Put you to bed. Okay. So I go to the restroom, brush my teeth, do whatever, get ready for bed. I hop in the bed. She butt ass naked.
Naked.
So I'm like,
I got pictures of your sister.
You got to now. It's like G code.
No, so now I'm like, all right, I'm gonna play it super cool.
I'm gonna shut up because maybe I was hollering. I'm gonna let you finish.
This next tone is so disappointed though. Like, look.
This nigga full of Taylor Swift. What's more than extremely?
Exponentially. Yes. Magnanimously disappointed.
Magnanimously.
Greatly. So, no.
Hit tone with the text. Tone. Need you to come through, homie. Tag.
I'll be back in 20 minutes. No.
Tag. Don't worry. Tag me in, cuz. Tag me in. Tag me in right now, Shelby. I got you, cuz.
You saw the top rope like this.
Brother.
Let me find my cape. What I do with it? Where my cape at? I'll come over, man. Don't worry about it. I got you.
No. So we end up. So we finally. She's like ready. So I'm like, listen.
Booty butt naked. Good God.
So I'm like, listen. Look, if we fuck, I can go to sleep. She was like, yeah, bet. Put it down. Nice little 15, 20 minutes.
Dog. That's what I'm talking about, bro. Okay.
And then we went to sleep.
Yeah.
But then what really made me mad was, so at that time, she has a daughter. At that point.
Poor thing.
At that point.
She was trash too, wasn't she?
Sex wasn't bad. And she's not trash. She's cute.
No, what are you talking about? Like, I'm talking about sex.
Oh, the sex was all right. I mean, again, I was tired, so it wasn't like, and she was tipsy, so it was kind of like.
You're making excuses for regular ass.
It was regular. It was okay. Regular box. It wasn't. Okay. It was a six, at best.
That's not bad.
It was a seven. She was passing. It would have been better. I think there was room for improvement on both sides.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. I'm feeling you.
So right. I'm like, I'm you know shit cleaning up after we done and. This motherfucker puts her clothes on. It's like, yo, I got to go because, you know, I need to get back home to my daughter. It's like 4 o'clock in the morning at this point.
She calling Tyrone.
Fine.
Jody's ass got this. This nigga. Okay, keep going.
I mean, shit, I got what I didn't even want, so I'm right. Fine. Like,
you could have been gone.
Yeah, like, I wasn't tripping.
That's true. You know what? This shit could have been 2 hours ago.
And I could have been asleep. Right. That's in my mind. So I'm like, I'm like, number one, she's still kind of tipsy. So I'm like, yo, just sleep the rest of this shit off because I don't want a dead drunk driver like situation on my hand. So she's like, nah, like I'm good. But then like after she left, I was like, yo, if you just wanted some dick, just say, yo, I want some dick. Like we could have saved fucking 3 hours. You were back in my crib. She was at my crib for another hour and a half before we fucked. And so I'm like. I would have either told you, yo, I'm not in the mood, or we would have fucked. Like, it would have been very simple. You know what I mean?
So, are you saying you wanted her to be more forthcoming with her penis request?
Hell yeah. In that situation, hell yeah. Like, if we out, all right, you can play a little game. You at the crib. Like,
that's true.
Yeah, but women want you to be the aggressor.
Yeah, they want to be wanted. That's fine. But you wasn't wanted.
No, she wants you to take it.
She wants you to take it.
Yeah. Not like take it, but she wants you to be the...
I am not supporting.
No. Like,
she wants you to make the consent. First move. How about that?
Yeah, which is fine. And I would have. Like, again, I ain't no pussy-ass nigga. Like, if I wanted it, I would have made the move. I was not in the mood. So then for me, it was like, but hey, again, man, she was showing the
call you a pussy ass nigga.
That nigga was. Well, you know, yeah. Tone has been calling me a pussy.
He has.
Tag me in,
he means it in love.
I mean it enduring. But, right. So this old Peter Pan ass nigga. This old Peter pussy ass nigga.
Never love a face ass nigga.
But I'm saying, like, in those spaces, like, if I want, like, we both know what it is. Mm-hmm. Like, after a certain time, you know, if she's trying to get invited over, like, yo, what you doing? I want to come over. I want to see you. I miss you, whatever, whatever. Unless, and for me, very specific situations, like my homies that I know I can just go over there at 11, we kick it, it's cool. Like, it ain't right. Even, I'm not even trying you like that. Then that's different. But outside of that shit, we know what's on the table. That dick is hard. Dropped it on the table, nigga.
Boop. You got a BDR after that? You check the internet?
Not just.
You should probably check the internet. So I told you, man, eat the box, man. You could have went to sleep. I'm like,
I don't think I got one though, cause she still was like, I got the text like, y'all really like you a lot.
That's cause she like you. That helps. That helps the BDR though. I mean, that helps the report though.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think I got one.
Cool. That's what's up, man. I'm okay with that story. Sorry.
Yeah. You know. Nigga say sort. I was worried about you there for a second.
I was like, what? Nigga, dick don't work.
What's happening with the penis?
That shit never happened. Shit like that never happens to anybody except for Marcus.
Straight up. You know what I mean? And then this nigga look at the toes and be like,
Yeah, he would do that.
See? That's boomerang, nigga. I'm just Marcus, nigga.
Nah, Marcus was fucking.
Yeah, that's a movie character. That's a movie character.
Marcus was fucking.
Marcus was fucking.
Right. Because a real nigga be like, I'm not fucking your feet.
What he said, though.
Martin Lawrence, you don't fuck her feet. She wasn't very smart. You don't fuck her brain.
I don't know what it is. I don't know. For me, I feel like women are a lot more aggressive now than anything. But so
slut walk, baby. Thank you, Amber Rose.
I just don't think, and for good reason. I mean, I feel like the Me Too era has brought something to the forefront that is like no other. It's not going to be Me Too, but I'm also going to let you know what I want from you.
Yeah, but the aggression ain't, it's not aggression, though. It's just like,
I'm open.
Yeah, it ain't never.
They're still not aggressive.
Like a catcher's mitt.
Nah, nigga, it be the what you want to eat. I don't know. I mean, like, I'm down, but I don't know.
Just like the chick. And then, she wanted to fuck, but she ain't come out and say it. She should have just been all up on him and stopped with the fucking little kid games.
Yeah, like if she would have kissed on me or something, like, all right, like then it's fork in the road. Like you fucking or you're not. Like,
I mean, when she booty butt in the bed, it's like
booty butt cheeks.
Ain't even no romance. We just fucking.
I'm
drunk.
I'm naked. And that's what she wanted too. Like I said, because like again, it would have been different if she stayed for another 2 or 3 hours. Then like, yo, I gotta get up because I gotta get to my daughter. Like, cool.
Yeah.
But it's like nut boom. Like and
she I got it.
And clothes coming back.
She used you.
Yeah, she did use you.
How'd you feel about that?
For what is it? What do you call it?
What?
When you're using someone for sex.
Shit, I don't know.
A whore?
No, it's...
was I smutted? You said was I smutted
something
out?
Masturbation.
Mutual masturbation?
Mutual masturbation.
I don't know if we mutually masturbated because
went into it.
Yeah. Like, I think... I didn't feel bad. I felt like it was a waste of time. Like, I didn't feel like the sex was a waste of time. I felt like everything going up to the sex was a waste of time. And I was... The only thing that I was really mad about was like, fuck.
You got a bad experience.
No, the only thing I was, because it wasn't, again, it was the 70s. Like, it was room for improvement, but it wasn't trash.
Man, if I get a 7, I'm happy.
That's what I'm saying. I wasn't tripping. I wasn't mad. I was just more like, damn, nigga, we could have fucked like 2 hours ago, and I could have got like 5-6 hours of sleep. That's what I was thinking. Like,
and
damn,
woke up refreshed.
And, nigga, we could have gone again if need be. Like, if she's still there. If not, shit, I'm going to wake up and work
round
out.
Round like, 2, fight.
So that was my only thing. Was like you said, she waited so long to just say. And again, we still cool. Like it wasn't like I felt disrespected, or I was like, I'm gonna disrespect her. I was just like, shit, just say what you want. Like, and we could have got to the shit. So I could have got you home. One of the two.
Right.
That was it.
I'm still trying to figure out this dynamic with these women and just like it's passive aggression, but then it's not. It's like, oh yeah, you know, you can get it. But then it's like, well, what's up? And like, well, no, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, the motherfuckers.
It's like,
because I'm not fucking with you.
They just want to. They want the thrill. This is from my. This is what I think.
Yeah. Okay.
They want the thrill. They ain't ready to pull the trigger.
Yeah.
Whether it's
they just want the thrill of holding the gun.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't want to go to the range.
Shit. They, yeah. They definitely don't want.
Is it loaded?
That's what they want to see if they got you.
Yeah.
And feel good about themselves. You know. That's just. Oh, I need an ego boost.
So how you play it then?
That's the one that just like the, you know, women I speak to every now and then that be like, oh, I don't know how my man gonna do. I keep telling them, but then they don't do shit.
Yeah.
You just, all right. Then you stop talking to them. That's right. I'd be like, yo, that's what's up. Oh, work?
That's crazy.
That's cool.
That's when you hit, him with the, oh, man, that's crazy.
Damn, for real?
That's crazy.
That's exactly what I do. Oh, word? Okay.
How long y'all been together?
Nah.
Damn, yeah. That's crazy.
I asked about the friends after that. Oh, she fucking? I get real crash with the friend. Like, oh, she look. Oh, I'll take it out.
That's your homegirl?
Shit. Yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah.
That's what I say. Oh, what's up with that?
Oh, you like my homegirl?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. She likes you fucking.
Very much. And then give it a look. She looked like she fucking. Unlike some people.
Yeah, yeah, just straight up.
And then they'd be like, I'm just saying, why you always, you a dog, blah, blah. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Woof, woof, goddammit.
How you know? You don't know. Don't talk about it.
Right, right.
Don't prejudge me.
Right. Don't mention me in that way.
Don't mention me in that way. You don't know me.
Yeah.
I'm a gentleman.
See, closing time, I usually get chicks to touch me.
Yeah.
They'll start feeling on your chest and want to see how big your dick is and stupid shit like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, word, really? Like, come on, man.
We fucking or what?
Yeah. I'm like, don't do that.
That's when you just pull the dick out, though, like low key.
Nah, I can't do that.
Listen, let me tell you
something. Far apart.
Let me tell you something.
You don't do it close, but.
When I was 16 years old, it was like a senior nigga. And he'd be talking to us. He'd be like, man, y'all niggas, just, you know what I mean? You get in the room,
you just pull your dick out.
And I was like, whoa,
man.
Whoa.
The naked man, from How I Met Your Mother.
Yo, I did try that, though, and that shit did work.
Stop bullshit.
I'm dead ass.
No, walked out. Buck ass.
I was buck ass, nigga. Walked out. She went to the restroom. Dead ass, she went to the restroom.
Oh, shit.
Take it like.
She sat on the couch. I came out. I'm talking about butt booty ass naked. Dick hard. And she was like, she was an older chick. So she was like, oh. That's all she said. Oh. And then grabbed my dick and commenced to going. I was like, hey, nigga, shit, this shit worked. Funny enough, I had just watched How I Met Your Mother. Hey.
The naked man, duh.
It's like a silent film.
Listen. And it went down. I was like, oh, all right, shit. I wouldn't recommend
that. I don't know if I could do that.
Fellas, I wouldn't recommend you doing that frequently, though.
I don't know if
I could do that shit without laughing.
Oh, yeah, the smile. It was a super Kool-Aid smile, though. Like, what up, baby?
What's up?
You said the naked man worked.
Shit.
I got a surprise for you.
Yo, she was down. And you gotta figure out
this, if y'all didn't get that.
Oh my goodness.
This chick was yes it is. This chick, that's another thing too, is you gotta peep their personality. Like this chick was kind of quirky, like she was into anime sci-fi shit.
Okay.
So when I did it, she was kinda like, all right, like she was already like
open,
cool
yeah.
with
she sounds like, interesting.
She's an interesting chick. She's an interesting
anime
chick.
Anime and sci-fi.
It's a few of them. It's a lot more of these young ladies out here like who are open now. Like, y'all, I'm in the anime. I don't know if it's a trend for. I think it's a trend for a lot of them.
Yeah.
But shit, I'm down. Like,
is your military brat?
No.
Oh.
What? Are those the telltale?
You know.
Signs?
Like travel.
Shit, I'm here for a short time, not a long time. I'm here for a good time, not a long time. Goddamn it.
I don't know. I probably have to try that, man. Like, see about closing, man. We keep saying we're going to do some shit.
Yeah, we have supposed to.
Yeah, man, and I'll facilitate.
We're 2 months behind or something for that experiment.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I was trying to do that shit this weekend, but somebody was like, yo, I don't know if I'm working.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, I had the car situation and shit.
You should just said that shit. I was like, this nigga fake.
You fake, nigga.
And it was a celebratory. Yeah, we would have definitely been, we would have been just making a hand over fist Saturday. It was 4/22.
Oh my goodness. Oh
man, yeah. Good job, Wayne.
Oh, look at you. You do a podcast? What's that?
Well, look podcast at your chest.
Sounds like your chest.
Right, right.
Bitch, I'm out of shape. But I'll let you feel on it.
Right.
We'll trade.
Podcast sounds like penis.
I don't know, man. Like, I used to be like, I used to be nice with it. Now it's just fucking. Like, I used to, like, I like to take pride in fucking having sex, man.
I do think that the allure of chase is losing it. Like, because, like, even when, like,
not the
even
chase. When I want to know what chicks is liking. Yeah, like, but, how do you like to be touched? How do you like your nipples to be, you know, if you like, do you like this? Do you like that? And but they'd be like, yo, let's just have sex. Don't you want to come? I'd be like, I'll get there. I'm a guy.
I can
doesn't,
do that.
It doesn't take much.
By myself.
I know the move.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I
little friction.
However, if I'm not mentally there, I'm like, yeah, this ain't going
to
happen.
But that also goes back to the chase, because even when you engaging with certain women and they just kind of like blah with the shit, it's like, oh, man, how you doing, beautiful? Or how you doing? You look sexy tonight. And they be like,
yeah, it is.
I'm all right.
Bitch, forget it.
We're done, we're done here.
You know what? You're done.
Right. Next. That's real.
You're done.
Yeah, but people want attention. You got a couple people at your other job that wants attention.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, yeah, but you ain't even that hot.
Yeah,
that'd be the killer. That's my only killer. If you gonna want attention like that bad, don't be like a basic chick. Even if you not that pretty, be fly as fuck.
Yeah, I'll say it. When I get arrogant, I'm like, yo, you should. It's a. I'm like Dragonfly Joe. It's a pleasure for you to even be fucking me. Like, let's be honest. 9 times out of 10,
that's another one we should add to the list.
You're just gonna be.
She said something reckless.
Yeah.
Listen.
Like, I'm giving you more than you giving me.
Right.
Like, you trash. So just bend over and let's go. Me taking it. Me fucking. Oh no. 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 You know what this is.
Wait. It's also a meme that says a chick be like, how's your dick game? And the nigga be like, you ever ordered a 10-piece wing and got 11? That's it.
Yo, you ever ordered a 10-piece? Got that extra.
Got that extra?
Yeah.
There you go.
See, my lead in is if they've ever asked, like, shoot, where you from? Texas. You know what they say about them Texas niggas? She'd be like, oh. I was like, oh, so you've heard.
Right. So you've heard.
So tell me again. Everything is bigger. I said, don't leave out. Everything is bigger and better. Oh, take your time with it. Let's look. I don't care.
I mean, that's cool.
You gotta let them know though.
I mean, that's you, man. I mean, I don't want to hear that. statement.
That's it. Whatever works for you, man. Yeah. Whatever floats their boat.
All right, that didn't land as well.
And not with niggas at the table.
That's right. I don't even want to fucking go to Texas. Now. You know what
I'm saying? I mean, the titties is bigger and better as well. Though. I'm just saying. Ass is bigger and better there as well.
So they say.
Over Atlanta. Fuck out of here.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know, Tone.
I take you down to H-Town. It's,
man, I ain't gonna front. It took me a minute. Hey, Atlanta. Okay.
I mean, shit.
Atlanta ain't nothing to fuck with.
DC ain't, well, DC wasn't nothing to fuck with either. But anyway.
That's different. That's where you wife.
That's it. PG County.
I miss you, hometown.
Miss you, hometown.
DMV.
Mm.
Give me an exotical. Anyway, man, I got somebody who listens to this show still laughing at that shit.
Right.
Exotical.
They be like, so what exactly is exotical?
Make sure you go back to the episode. Yeah, okay?
Episode is called Exotical.
It is.
It's not hard to find.
No.
It's merch coming soon.
Okay. Hey, man, real quick before we get out of here, one of the things that bothers me is, and this is along the lines of that whole truth or dare bullshit.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Are you an ass man or are you a breast man? Please don't talk to me like that.
I'm a pussy man.
It's annoying to me.
You know what I say?
What?
Every time. I like women.
Yeah, I'm a pussy man.
I don't. It annoys me. It's like somebody asking me about cigars and it's like, what's your favorite cigar? Please stop talking.
I like cigars.
That's a good point.
I like them.
Yeah, but it's just like.
I like them.
You know, like, what are you. What kind of fucking dumb shit is that? Like,
It has to be proportioned. How hot are you? I had a chick who had no ass, but she was sexy as shit to me. I had a chick who had no titties, and she was sexy as shit to me.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, are you attractive?
There were two.
Yeah. And then there were two.
And then, and then there were two. Are you attractive?
Yeah.
Like, do you... Is she big? Is she slim? Yo, are you sexy?
I like women's.
Dog, I like a lot about you.
Just stop talking.
I can dissect the breast more than just are they big or are they small.
That's the thing, though. I think it's used to
the
test the...
How are the areoles?
How do they respond to me touching them, kissing them, licking them?
The nips. I like the nips.
You like
producers at the bosoms.
You like the ones with the big the gumdrop nipples?
I like the Braille's.
I like the erasers. The big erasers. You know the erasers that come with the big pencils?
Are they cushioned? Like
kind of soft?
Yeah, are they built for speed or built for comfort?
Are they built for speed?
Yeah.
Motorboat.
You go to motorboat and you get caught. Oh,
motorboat, son of a bitch.
Right. But yeah, I'm in agreement with Tony. It's just it's a very silly question.
Yeah, don't ask me that.
It's a very... And for you all who are asking man this and they respond, man, I'm an ass man.
He lying.
No, he lying. He going to tell you whatever you are.
Yeah,
I like big titties.
He lying. He just wants some pussy.
Man,
he
like
a pussy
women.
Man. Yeah, he a pussy
yeah,
man.
Yeah, and also the dudes who like dissect like the vagina, like it has to look a certain way. Stop it.
What?
Oh, yeah, some ladies like it's some
lips
ladies
too big yeah. or
the clitoris, like when you got the little dick clitoris.
Hey man, chill out.
No, I'm saying but no, there's clitorises that can be
that
pronounced. And so they'll be like, man, they got the little dick clitoris.
Yeah,
nah,
listen,
nigga.
Let me tell you something. Long as it's on a woman, okay? It's on a woman.
That shit was made with two labial lips. I asked the question.
Right.
I asked.
Yeah, that's true.
We did ask.
Yeah. Were you born a male?
But I mean, my boyfriend said my pussy's too meaty.
Shit.
You need a new boyfriend.
Shit, I'm a carnivore.
I'm sorry, he doesn't like hamburger. He doesn't like hamburger helper.
Yeah, I'm a carnivore. Like, you need a carnivore?
Put it in my mouth. I'll tell you exactly how. Yeah. I'll tell you if it's rare.
This is grass fed. This is
right.
This is cage free.
Oh, yeah. Range.
That's free range. Right. Yeah, it is.
It's that Kobe baby. Oh. Lips forever, baby. All right, you kiss me. Hey, just sit on my face.
Don't ask that shit.
Don't ask dumb shit. And because and you keep you have your you were groomed a certain way because your ex boyfriend didn't like hair or he you know chill out.
Yeah, we can.
That's also the equivalent of like when chicks be like, oh well, you light skinned, so.
Okay.
Knock the brakes off that pussy.
I'm light skinned.
I don't know what that means, but let's
let's test that theory out.
Yeah, let's see what you come up with.
Well, bitch, call me Grease Lightning then. Here come the thunder. Yeah.
So this is a pretty crass episode, but this is how guys talk.
And it's real and it's relative.
Like we will. Like I'm really looking to try this shit. So,
So this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. This weekend be dope.
We love the feedback, too. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show, giving us the feedback, letting us know what's going on. We're just real guys having real conversation. I think we specify that enough.
And if you
want
to make some bad decisions, I mean, hit us up. The allmanpodcast at gmail.com. You can hit us up on any of our social media.
With pictures, please. Preferably
for
naked.
Tony and Michael Angel.
You can send him away. He'll pass him on.
I will definitely
he'll
sideline
give him.
Out.
He's the dealer. He's the dealer. He'll just give him out. Here you go.
I'm your worship, baby.
You want to hit? You want to stay in? Or you want to hit?
But I mean, if you
stay
wanna,
in? Okay,
if you want to be, you know.
You want to make some decisions. It's summertime, man. It is.
Sundress.
Season. I can just pull it up and move them to the side. You ain't even got to have nothing on. Just pull it up.
Sounds good.
I don't think the good ones do.
Yeah, you know.
I don't think the good ones do.
I'm willing to find out.
Exactly.
I'm in my dirtbag ways right now.
I think
this
we both
just how
are.
It, yeah, this is how it is. And
I think we both
this is
are.
Real. You want to know how guys think? We're not going to lie to you.
In closing.
Sorry.
To the window, to the wall. To the sweat drop down my balls.
Is that how we ended it? Oh, my God.
Sounds good, man. This is the All Man Podcast. I'm Tony Davis.
Michael Andrew, the brand.
It's Weezy. We out.
Yeah.
Oh!